Treasurer Joe Hockey's repeated assertions that the age of entitlement has come to an end is another pointer to the tough spending cuts expected in the upcoming May budget. Savings measures will be based on recommendations made by the Commission of Audit, which the Treasurer has described as the, quote, most comprehensive review of spending in a generation. Labor and the Greens responded to that by setting up a parliamentary committee to scrutinise the process. The committee, which will hold its second hearing into the Commission of Audit in Canberra today, is chaired by Greens Senator Richard Di Natale. He's speaking here with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Richard Di Natale, good morning.
Morning.
Senator, Joe Hockey says your committee is a stunt. He's got a point, hasn't he? The commission is hardly going to tell a Senate committee of its recommended cuts before it tells the government.
Well, you've got to put this in context. The Commission of Audit are charged with making recommendations that are likely to shape what could be one of the cruelest and toughest budgets in decades. The work is being done largely under the cloak of darkness. We've got very little understanding or knowledge about the submissions, how those submissions will be handled.
That's how most government policy is worked out,
well,
in secret.
Well, if you set up an independent commission to provide independent advice to the government, and call for submissions, much like a Senate inquiry does, I think it's fair that the public know the nature of those submissions and get access to those and get a understanding about the way the commission will work. What has become clear, though, is that the terms of reference, the people on the commission and so on, have all been designed in a way that is likely to produce an outcome that the government wants. And if it's not the role of the Senate to shine a light on something like that, on to shine a light on what could be a report that shapes one of the toughest budgets in decades, then we should go home. I mean, the Senate is the House of Review, and that's our job, to make sure that this work gets the scrutiny it deserves.
Well, you've been shining a light for the past 2 months, and when the committee was first established, you said it would expose the depth and extent of Mr. Abbott's cuts in the lead-up to the May budget. What have you learned so far where the axe might fall?
Well, what Mr. Shepherd made very clear is that everything's on the table, that he's prepared to look at a range of areas that for many years we've accepted as part of what makes up a decent and caring society.
Can you be more specific?
Medicare, for example. We know that Medicare is one area where there are options on the table, like a co-payment to go and see a doctor, like the idea of actually getting private insurers to cover out-of-pocket costs, so that people without private health insurance suddenly have got a huge upfront cost when it comes to healthcare. They're the sort of areas we've learnt about. But we've also, more importantly, tried to unpack some of the assumptions that the Commission of Audit are working under. And today's hearing will go one step further there. The Commission of Audit essentially say the Australian economy is going to rack and ruin. We've got a problem with bloated Commonwealth spending. And in fact, today what we're going to do is actually challenge those assumptions. That's the job of this committee, is to challenge the assumptions that the Commission of Audit are working under. And what we've learnt from some of the submissions is, well, actually, Commonwealth spending in this country is very lean. Compared to other developed countries, we have one of the smallest governments and one of the most efficient government sectors anywhere in the world. Our tax take is very low. And for us to be embarking on deep cuts based on a whole range of assumptions that simply aren't true is really just saying, well, we have an ideological view, we want to see that ideological view come to pass in the May budget, but don't create this charade that the commission is doing at the moment, which is that these cuts are necessary because we've got spending that's out of control. It's not.
But the commission will only be recommending particular courses of action. It will then be up to the government to decide what to do. If the government is over exaggerating the economic problems facing Australia, could it be that the May budget is not as harsh and cruel as you believe it will be?
No, I just think if you look at the way the terms of reference have been structured for the commission, I mean, the assumption in the terms of reference is that we're spending beyond our means, that government spending's out of control. When you read through the submissions that our committee's received from a range of respected economists, nothing could be further from the truth. in the end, what this is about priorities. It's about the sort of society we want. And it's important to have a debate about that. And that's I think, one of the things that we can bring to this issue, is that there needs to be a public debate about whether spending is out of control. The evidence is that it's not. In fact, we have a very lean Commonwealth sector. We've got to look at whether we think it's appropriate to talk about ending an age of entitlement and talking about people who are down on their luck, people with disabilities, people who need to go and see a doctor, and looking at those entitlements versus the huge tax concessions and handouts that go to the big end of town, the mining industry and others.
And you want an upfront and open public debate about the budget process. It looks like the Commission's report will be released before the May budget. That's what Joe Hockey has told the Financial Review this morning. Will that help inform the public understanding of what is needed to get the budget back into shape?
Absolutely, and I welcome that announcement from the Treasurer. I think that's a really important step forward, and I think that in part that's come from the pressure that our committee has put on the commissioners. People are really concerned about this, and the work of the commission will shape the May budget, and we already know that a range of what we've accepted as really important institutions that make up a decent and fair society, things like Medicare, are on the table. And for that reason, the work of the commission deserves scrutiny.
It's 12 minutes past 8 on Radio National Breakfast. Our guest this morning is the Green Senator Richard Di Natale. Senator, one area which the government could be looking at is workers' entitlements. The government has asked the Fair Work Commission to take the impact of labour costs into account in its regular review of employment awards. Is this, as the unions are saying this morning, code for cutting penalty rates and other conditions? Do you share their fears?
Oh, of course I do. I mean, it's hard to escape the conclusion that this is a government that will do anything it can to hurt ordinary people, ordinary workers, but continue to ensure that the big end of town continues to get enormous payouts. If we're talking about an age of entitlement, if we're talking about things like penalty rates, why aren't we talking about the huge subsidies that go to the mining industry, the huge subsidies that go to other sectors of the economy? I mean, these are about choices. And so, no, we've got real concerns about the impact of the budget and the impact of this government's approach to industrial relations that mean ordinary people get hurt and the big end of town continues to receive
huge benefits. That's a pretty harsh assessment. You're not suggesting that the government deliberately goes out of its way to hurt workers,
No, I think it's part of a worldview that says that if we can screw down wages enough that somehow that benefits the economy. I just think it's a 1980s view of the world. It's wrong. What ends up happening is we end up with a situation like we have in the States, for example, where you end up with a huge class of working poor, and you end up with people on huge incomes. At the other end of the scale, you have enormous income inequality. People no longer can rely on public institutions like Medicare, like support when they're unemployed, Newstart at record lows, single mums being targeted. All of those things are part of what makes up a decent society, a caring society, and that's what this is about. We're in the middle of a battle here, an ideological battle, where on one hand we've got a coalition government that thinks it's important that ordinary people bear the brunt of the largesse that's given to the big end of town, and somehow that's going to improve the economy and help ordinary people's lives. That theory's been debunked. It was debunked decades ago. What we need to do is say we're a decent, caring society. We can afford these institutions. Our Commonwealth spending is lean. We're actually quite a low-taxing country. We need to protect the institutions that make this an egalitarian country, things like Medicare. And we should start looking at the huge largesse that goes to the mining companies and other sectors of the economy.
And just finally, where does SBC Admona fit into that critique of the government's approach to industry support? If it helps the big end of town, should it be helping a company like SBC Admona, or has Sharman Stone's claim that Tony Abbott is effectively lying about workers' entitlements entitlements made it impossible, near impossible, for the Prime Minister to change his mind on SPC Admirator?
No, it hasn't. The Prime Minister's already changed his mind on a number of issues, despite coming to an election, campaigning an election on broken promises. He's already broken a number. He could easily change his view on this. And good on Sharman Stone for doing what she's done. She's stood up for the people in her electorate. It's a very brave thing to do, to speak out against your party. She deserves praise for that. No, the government should step in here, and it should make sure that the lives of ordinary workers in Shepparton, my part of Australia, are looked after. And we can do that. There are ways of doing it. You need to be sensible about it. You don't just hand out money without very firm conditions, but that can be done.
Richard Di Natale, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Alison.
Green Senator Richard Di Natale speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine, in Canberra.